Still, looking back to those adult passengers who are absorbed in manga on their long daily commuter train rides, we should examine the negative side of manga. No matter how powerful or even how high its artistic quality may be, it does not necessarily become an excuse for those people not to read other conventional, normal books, that is, books with words rather than pictures. One might ask, why don't they read any serious books at all? Many of these people probably have important positions in society and at their workplace, and in spite of that, they look to escape from their real problems by reading manga. Without any serious reading other than manga, can they really bring themselves to face and cope with life's tough reality through mature, logical thinking?